It's time now for exclusive live coverage of the 2019 Daviess County Fair Queen Pageant. Tonight's coverage presented by Daviess Martin County REMC, the Elnora Body Shop, Casa Sevilla in Odin and Bloomfield, the Odin Veterinary Clinic, the Stitching Post on Main Street in downtown Washington, Aitchens Farm Market, Tara Brower, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor, Blush Brothers Equipment in Odin, the Odin Pharmacy and Prescription Shop in Washington, the Tailored Look, the Donaldson Insurance Agency in Washington, Boyd Grain, Dr. Lana Helms Orthodontist, Odin Dentistry, Daviess County Right to Life, and the Daviess County Chamber of Commerce and Visitors Bureau. Now, let's go to the fairgrounds for live coverage of tonight's Queen Pageant on WAMW.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the 2019 Daviess County Fair Queen Contest. From the fairgrounds in Elnora, I'm Dwayne Shake on Memories 107.9 and worldwide at WAMW, AMFM.com. The 2019 Miss Daviess County Pageant, of course, live on the radio this evening. And we would like to welcome you for this exciting competition. It is great to have six candidates vying to be the next Miss Daviess County tonight. Before we get started, let's give all six of them a big round of applause. This is not easy to do, and we appreciate each and every one of them for being a part of the contest this year. First, we would like to introduce the Daviess County Fair Board President, Elizabeth Anderson. Elizabeth, say a few words.
Well, I did not know I was going to have to give a speech until a half hour ago, so I'm winging this. So, welcome to the Daviess County Fair. We are starting out with absolutely beautiful weather, so that is so super exciting. As you can see, our grounds have been very wet, and it's dried up quite a bit. So I want to thank all of my board members for all their time and dedication. They all have families and jobs and other personal lives, so they take a lot of time out of their lives to put on our fair. Also, I want to thank Memories. Dave Crooks, Andy, and Dwayne are always so helpful. For the week of the fair, they're usually contacting us ahead of time before I'm contacting them. So we are very thankful for Memories radio station. Also, Lauren and Taylor stepped up this year for Kay Stafford. If you've been with us in the past, you know Kay Stafford has been our pageant director. She's been very ill and is actually having surgery Thursday. So Taylor and Lauren have done a great job in stepping up and taking over this. I'm not sure where Lauren is. Taylor, are you back there? Come here. Oh, they're both back there. Even better. So Lauren is our reigning 17 and 18 Miss Daviess County. And then Taylor is the vice president of our Daviess County Fair, too. So her and I talk a lot. So thank you, girls, so much for everything that you've done. They've done a wonderful job. Yes. We have six girls this year. Last year, we did not have any girls, so Lauren reigned on. So this is her last year. I'm sure it'll be a little emotional, but they've done a great job, so thank you, girls, so much. Yeah, you can go. I didn't have a list of all of our sponsors for the whole county fair. They will be announced through the week here, and they'll be posted on our Facebook page. Without our sponsors from the county, we wouldn't be able to do this every year. So thank you so much to all those sponsors. The girls have their own separate queen sponsors, and they'll talk about them a little bit later. So it's great to have a community that supports the fair and getting the people out here. I just want to say good luck to the girls. I know I've done it twice when I was younger. It's a little stressful. I'm a little shaky just standing up here talking to you now, so I can't imagine how they're feeling. So good luck to you girls. Thank you for doing this, and I hope you have fun and grow as an individual from it. And just thank you all for coming. This week, tomorrow night is the Hot Rod Garden Pools in the arena, and that is something that's free this year. Thursday night is stock car races. Friday is monster trucks. That's coming back from last year. It was very successful, and we hope it's even more successful this year. There will be a pit party at 5:30 at the back of the arena. There'll also be a monster truck that you can pay to ride. We did it last year as a board, and it was a lot of fun. So bring the kids out. There is going to be a woman driver this year, which, you know, go us women. So bring out your girls. Let them get their autograph from her. And then Saturday night, of course, is our demo. So every night this week, there'll be somebody on the stage, some entertainment, and then Little Miss and Mister is tomorrow night, and Baby Show is Saturday. So thank you all again for coming. Thank you to my board members, if you're out here on the grounds and you can hear me. Thank you guys so much. I could not do this without you. It's very stressful, but they are a great group, and I'm very proud of them, and I appreciate them so much. So thank you all for being here.
Thank you very much, Elizabeth Anderson, Davies County Fair Board President. She does a great job. We want to give special thanks to the sponsors who have supported the contestants and this evening's pageant. We have several, as Elizabeth just mentioned, that really helped to make this happen, especially the Queen Contest tonight. Big thank you to Boyd Grain, Edward Jones Investments, All About You, Skin Spa, Kelly Dernal 31, Smooth U, Boyd and Sons, Top Notch Clothing Boutique, Envy Hair Beauty and Clothing Boutique, Studio M Salon and the Passion for Fashion Boutique, Indiana Safety and Supply, Dave's Floor Coverings, Perk Up Coffee Shop, Sherwin-Williams, A Touch of Heaven, Gregory's Heating and Cooling, Subway, Mi Pueblo, The Odin Locker, Whitmer Furniture and Gift Shop, Myers LP Gas, Williams Brothers Healthcare Pharmacy, First Savings Bank, The Game Plan in Montgomery, and Myers Flower Shop. A big round of applause to all of those community-minded businesses for supporting tonight's pageant. And once again, a quick reminder before we begin, make sure to vote for the People's Choice Award. The jars are located to my right, off to the left of the stage as you face it. Each has a slot located on the top of it. Make sure to vote to get your voice counted for the People's Choice Award winner, and the top money raiser will be crowned the People's Choice winner. Next, you've met her once already, but we would like to bring out on stage our Miss Davies County 2017 and 2018 and the new director of this year's Davies County Fair Queen Pageant, Lauren Andes.
My name is Lauren Andes again. I was Miss Davies County 2017 and then again as 2018, and now I'm a director, so it's super exciting. And just to reiterate what Liz said, I am super happy with the turnout this year. We've got six girls, and they've all worked extremely hard up to now. So I just want you to, you know, enjoy them. They've worked really hard, and I'm very, very proud of them. So let's give a round of applause for my girls.
All right, now we'd like to introduce our judges for this evening. Their job is a lot harder than mine, that's for sure. They were with the girls Saturday for the luncheon and interviews, so they put a lot of time in for the pageant. First, we'd like to welcome Mary Bowen. Mary. Mary is a lifelong Hoosier born in Clay County. She's recently retired as professor of business at Vincent University after 36 years and currently resides in Washington. Mary Bowen, thank you very much. Kristen Norris. Kristen is from Lagodi and currently studying business administration at the University of Evansville. She enjoys spending time with family and friends as well as teaching dance at a studio in Evansville. Kristen Norris, thank you very much. And our final judge is Madison Weinmiller. Madison is from Vincennes, Indiana. She goes to Vincennes University with a major in marketing and a minor in accounting. In the future, she plans to become a pharmaceutical sales representative. So thank you, Madison Weinmiller. We would like to say again a big thanks to the judges for their hard work leading up to the competition. For the first phase of the Daviess County Queen Pageant tonight, the contestants will be walked out by their parents in their personal wear outfits. Each contestant has chosen an outfit which represents something about the contestant that you maybe would not know about them by looking at them. And we are ready to begin. Our first contestant tonight is Miss Lauren Boyd. Lauren is the daughter of Trent and Kim Boyd, and her main sponsor is Boyd Grain. Lauren is wearing her cattle show clothes. She was a 10-year 4-H member and finished her final year just last year. For her, showing cattle is a hobby she loves. Lauren enjoys all the work that goes into preparing for the shows. Showing cattle has taught her so many life lessons, a few being responsible, leadership skills, and to have confidence in everything she does. Lauren enjoys showing cattle because it's a family event and she loves to compete. Although she's now out of 4-H, she still participates in jackpot shows in the surrounding counties. Contestant number one is Miss Lauren Boyd. Our next contestant coming to the stage is Miss Avery Sullivan. Avery's the daughter of Sean Sullivan, and her main sponsor is Envy Hair, Beauty, and Clothing Boutique and Studio M Salon and the Passion for Fashion Boutique. Tonight, Avery's chosen scrubs to represent her for personal wear. She's currently preparing to start practicing nursing in the fall at Vincent University, as she has been accepted into the program. Not only is Avery a future nurse, she's completed the medical assisting program at VU, the Jasper campus, and is a certified medical assistant now for Cullen Medical Professionals Clinic in Washington. Throughout this program, Avery also worked as a nurse assistant at Daviess Community Hospital and still works there today. Around this time next year, she hopes for her title of nurse assistant to be upgraded to nurse. Avery believes healthcare has given her life more meaning. Her favorite quote is, "The best way to find yourself is to lose yourself in the service of others." Contestant number two, Miss Avery Sullivan. Next up, contestant number three, Miss Emily Ramsey. Emily's the daughter of Lisa and Christopher Ramsey, and her main sponsor is Indiana Safety and Supply. This evening, Emily is wearing an outfit which represents her church and the many roles she fills in it. Emily helps with the children's ministry at church, which she loves. She's also a member of the Free Methodist Church's worship team, where she fills the roles of singer and drummer when excitement is needed. Emily also helps her brother Michael, the youth pastor at the church, lead their youth group, which the teams have decided to call the God Squad. Emily feels at home and loved at church, so she is always willing and excited to help. Emily also has dreams to someday be an ASL interpreter and translator at her church. Emily's biggest goal right now is to help her church and the youth group grow spiritually and physically. Contestant number three is Miss Emily Ramsey. Coming to the stage next is contestant number four, Peyton Summers. Peyton is the daughter of Brittany and Yoharsi Ponce, and her main sponsor is Gregory's Heating and Cooling. Peyton's outfit of choice tonight is her Evansville soccer uniform. Peyton has grown up her whole life playing the sport and even considers it to be a lifestyle. She plays the sport on her school team as well as travel team because there's no other thing she'd rather spend time doing. Throughout the years of participating in soccer, Peyton has learned many lessons. She's learned to be a leader, work hard for what she wants, and most importantly, just have fun. The number on the back of her jersey is 16. This has been her number every year on all the teams she's played for. Peyton chose to wear her jersey tonight to show her passion she has for the sport of soccer. Contestant number four is Miss Peyton Summers. Next up, we have contestant number five, Miss Tori Clifford. Tori is the daughter of Kevin and Shanna Clifford, and her main sponsor is the Odin Locker. Tonight, Tori is wearing her FFA official dress. Tori is currently serving as the 2019-2020 North Davies FFA Vice President. She recently traveled to Purdue and received her state degree. To earn this, you must fill out an application about your summer SAE. Tori's summer SAE was breeding and raising dairy goats. She currently has 8 goats that she raises independently. Tori shows these animals in 4-H and other local competitions, and she also hopes to use her time as an officer this year to influence the younger generations to join the FFA so they can have the same amazing experience that she has had. Tori is very thankful for the FFA and how it has influenced her life over the years. Contestant number five is Miss Tori Clifford. And our final contestant this evening, contestant number six, Miss Anna Barber. Anna Barber is the daughter of Rihanna and Mitchell Barber, and her sponsor is Williams Brothers Healthcare Pharmacy. Anna is wearing an outfit tonight that represents where she works, as well as what she would like to do after school. She is currently a pharmacy tech in training at Williams Brothers Healthcare Pharmacy. She's worked in both the long-term care and retail pharmacies. She personally prefers the retail pharmacy because she enjoys helping and interacting with the customers. She's planning on going into pharmacy because she enjoys working in the science field and enjoys helping people feel better. She's thankful to have such great role models to turn to as she goes on to reach her goal. She plans to get an undergrad degree from the University of Indianapolis before transferring to Purdue University to obtain her pharmacy degree. Our final contestant tonight, contestant number six, Miss Anna Barber. All right, we have met our candidates this evening. They've all done a great job. We've met their parents as well, who've done a great job. We're ready to move it to the next phase now of the pageant, which is the always fun speech. The girls were given the task to give a speech this year, very timely, over how the weather has implemented Davies County this year. Each girl has provided unique props to display what their speech is all about. They will also be wearing an outfit that represents their speeches. While we wait for the girls in the next portion of the competition, again, want to thank everybody for coming out tonight to the opening night of the Daviess County Fair. It's been many years since we've opened the fair with weather like this. It is amazing. Nice breeze, perfect night. And don't forget to come out and support the fair all week here at the fairgrounds. All right, our first contestant coming to the stage with her speech is Miss Emily Ramsey.
Good evening. I'm Emily Ramsey, and today I would like to offer my view of the current weather condition. Recently, I attended the Lifelight Concert in Montgomery, which featured some amazingly talented Christian artists, including the band named We Are Messengers. They sang one of their songs there titled, Maybe It's Okay, which I feel applies to the rain situation we've had this year. The song begins with the lyrics, if I didn't know what it hurt like to be broken, then how would I know what it feels like to be whole? Which I feel are words every person, Christian or not, can relate to. Most of us have felt hurt or broken at some time in our lives. But when we overcome that hurt, we feel so much stronger. Right now, we have many farmers and construction crews who are feeling that hurt and just waiting for that wholeness to come back. Right now, all of Daviess County is feeling that hurt. I think it's safe to say that none of us were expecting the rain to come like it has. And the rain has been pretty devastating. For newer and experienced farmers, it can seem like the end of all potential. Even experienced laborers may be slowed in their steps of obtaining their annual yields because of this unexpected obstacle. And that's what I would call the rain this year, an unexpected obstacle. The rain can cause washouts, which can ruin the foundations of homes. It can create sinkholes, or it can just make generally unsafe roadways and terrains. However, I would like to offer a positive insight to this situation. Though there will be economic decline, and though there will be foundation problems in people's homes, that is when local businesses will thrive. Local businesses are there to provide the materials necessary for repairing homes and damage that have been damaged and that are in need. Then there's the aspect of agriculture. It's really difficult to say now what the farmers around here are going to do. Some have already put out crops and lost them all. Some haven't put out crops at all, and they're wondering if they will. So they're all needing to examine prospects for planting. One prospect could be no-till planting, which doesn't have the best reputation because without the proper execution, it's essentially like playing a game of chance. No-till planting has been known to save money and time, though, because less equipment is required, meaning less money is needed. The U.S. Department of Agriculture addressed this method of farming in a blog post titled, Saving Money, Time, and Soil, The Economics of No-Till Planting, which states that no-till adoption also decreases soil erosion, increases soil biological activity, and increases soil organic matter, which means better overall soil health for all of Daviess County, which is good for the yields. Just as I said earlier, I would say that the rain is an unexpected obstacle rather than something that's going to take us down completely. Just like in an obstacle race, life sometimes has battles and hurdles that we aren't prepared to take on. But when we push through and refuse to give up, we become smarter and stronger once we've overcome those obstacles. I consider myself to be an optimist, and maybe that's why I'm choosing to overlook the unfavorable conditions in our county. But we've made it through before. I've seen this county deal with the deaths of young people we weren't prepared to see go. We've made it through natural disasters like tornadoes, and we've survived flooding before. So I know we're going to make it again. To the farmers, you will make it, and you will continue to be in our prayers. To the construction crews, your time will come, and you will work faster and stronger than you ever have before. To the people with damaged homes, know that the local businesses want the absolute best for you. And to Daviess County in general, we will make it because we are people that never give up.
Emily Ramsey, everybody. Before we bring out the next contestant, I want to remind you the judging or the People's Choice competition will end at 8:45. So if you have not voted yet for your favorite for People's Choice, the canisters will be taken at 8:45 to tally up the votes for our People's Choice winner tonight. Canisters are just off to my right here on the stage. There's a lot of action going on behind the stage here. All of the stagehands are doing a great job. I believe we are now set for our next candidate in the speech competition. Once again, our topic, how the weather has impacted the county this year. Coming to the stage, Lauren Boyd.
My name is Lauren Boyd. For those of you whose daily living isn't derived from farming, you've probably never heard your parents say, "Hush, the weather's on." Recently one evening, my family and I were watching the news when the talk show host made the comment, "You must be pretty bored if you watch the weather." For my family's business and for most of Davies County, the weather controls almost all activities that take place. Growing up on a farm, I learned from my dad and grandparents the importance of the weather and how much it affects agriculture at a very young age. Watching the weather is how farmers know when they can plant, spray, and harvest their crops. Good weather allows them to be successful. However, bad weather could substantially affect area farmers in Davies County as a whole. I can recall hearing my dad say countless times that this has been the wettest spring he can remember. Davies County normally receives around 24 inches of rain from January to June. This year, some parts of Davies County received over 35 inches of rain. As a result, 10 to 20% of Davies County corn acres did not get planted. This means that corn producers will be less successful with their crops than they have been in previous years. According to the local Davies County Farm Service Agency, there are 1,325 farms in Davies County. These 1,325 farms will be drastically less successful this year, suffering from greatly reduced yields and corn acres that did not get planted in 2019. What does this mean for our county? Davies County is one of Indiana's most productive agricultural counties in the state. It often ranks towards the top in livestock, crop, and melon production. So many different agribusinesses will be affected by the decrease in corn bushels and acres produced this year. For example, Purdue Farms, one of the largest turkey producers in the nation, will struggle to locally source feed for their turkeys with corn and soybean meal. On average, Purdue Farms receives 7.5 million bushels of corn and 2 million bushels of beans a year from area farmers. This year, these rates are projected to be down locally at least 10%. This will affect how much poultry Purdue Farms is able to raise for market. If they are not supplying the local grocery stores with as much poultry as they have been in previous years, then the prices of these meats will increase in all of the local grocery stores that they supply. The Grain Processing Corporation, also known as GPC, will not be producing as much locally grown corn-based products. In 2018, 81,000 acres of corn were planted in Davies County, and 80,300 were harvested. This year's corn yield is projected to be much lower due to late and prevented planting because of the weather. This will hurt GPC's consumer-marketed products because their consumer-based products, like corn starches and syrups, have uses that range from personal care markets to industrial use, which we all use on a daily basis. Their lotions, makeups, and laundry detergents are all corn-based products made at our local GPC plant. The extreme amount of rain we received has not only hurt the farmers of Daviess County, but the local businesses as well. The local co-op that relies on area farmers to support them will not be selling as much seed, chemicals, and fertilizer. Farmers were forced to return unplanted seed and unused chemicals and fertilizer due to the decrease in crops planted this year. Farmers trying to lower living expenses will be less likely to go out to eat and support the local restaurants in our community. They won't be purchasing new farm equipment or trading in their trucks at dealerships. This, in turn, affects how these local businesses in our community are able to pay their employees with less business income than usual. As you can see, so many different things in Daviess County rely on agriculture. And unfortunately, agriculture relies heavily on the weather. The tremendous amount of rain we've received this past spring has not only hurt the agricultural industry and local economy, but Daviess County and our region as well. We all know the weather is completely out of our control. We also know that local farmers have been through floods and droughts before. Whatever kind of weather we experience, our community always makes the very best of it. We reach out, we become closer, and we help each other. This is why I feel truly blessed to call Daviess County my home. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, contestant number two, Miss Lauren Boyd. Once again, as we wait for the stage to get set for our next contestant, be sure to walk around the fairgrounds tonight. First thing I did, Pronto Pup stand, lemonade shake-up. The Nazarene Church building has some great food over there. There's concessionaires all around. The donut barn's back here. Funnel cakes. Lots of food for you to enjoy. We do want to thank some of our radio sponsors for helping bring this to you on the radio tonight as well on Memories 107.9. They include Daviess Martin County REMC, Elnora Body Shop, Casa Sevilla in Odin and Bloomfield, the Odin Veterinary Clinic, the Stitching Post on Main Street, downtown Washington, Aitchen's Farm Market, Tara Brower with Edward Jones, Blesch Brothers Equipment in Odin, the Odin Pharmacy and Prescription Shop in Washington, the Tailored Look on Main Street in Washington, the Donaldson Insurance Agency, Boyd Grain in Washington, Dr. Lena Helms Orthodontist, Daviess County Right to Life, the Daviess County Chamber of Commerce and Visitors Bureau, and Odin Dentistry. A big thanks to all of those sponsors for bringing tonight's Queen Pageant live to you on the radio on Memories 107.9. Coming to the stage now is our next contestant, Miss Tori Clifford.
Our county this year. For most of us around here, our first thoughts go straight to farming, not just crops, but animals too. Now, the weather has been crazy this year, as you all know, starting out in December when it was unusually warm, and then into January when we had a polar vortex, and then into our spring and early summer when we had loads of rain, as you can all tell. Now, this crazy weather has made rough working conditions for the people of our county, as like our highwaymen and how they've had to work continuous hours on our roads, clearing them after debris and flooding to cover and wash out our roadways. Our police departments and fire and rescue teams and how they've worked hard to keep our county safe despite this weather. Our mailmen, who on a few occasions weren't able to deliver the mail due to the polar vortex, which brought temperatures and wind chills of negative 20 degrees. Our telephone line workers, power line workers, and construction crews. Many of these individuals work with heavy machinery, such as bulldozers and boom lifts. These machines should not be operated in intense weather and can be very dangerous. Our Construction crews have to work long hours, and projects will be stopped and have to be started again once conditions are better. Concrete is a major part of construction projects. If concrete gets wet, it won't set properly and could potentially crack, causing damage to construction. Our power line workers have to rush working many hours to get the lines done before the next wave of weather hits. They never know when a wave of weather is going to hit. Like in February, when wind reached 48 miles per hour, knocking down trees and taking out powers in multiple counties. These workers then lose time that would be spent with their family and friends. Thank you.
Contestant number three, there, Tori Clifford. Thank you, Tori. Don't forget to visit the women's building, which is just behind you throughout the week. It opens nightly at 6 p.m. here at the fairgrounds. And behind the stage, the commercial building. Lots of great exhibitors set up in the commercial building. So be sure to stop by, check them out, and grab some goodies available inside the commercial building. Activities at the fair this week. Coming up tomorrow, 7 o'clock, the Hot Rod Garden Pools. That's going on in the arena. It is absolutely free. Hot Rod Garden Pools free tomorrow. Back here on the stage tomorrow night, we have the Little Miss and Mister contest. That will also start at 7 o'clock tomorrow night. And right after Little Miss and Mister, you can enjoy live entertainment. Bring your lawn chairs for the music of Overboard. Free entertainment on the stage here tomorrow night, beginning at 8 p.m. As our speech portion of the competition continues, we welcome to the stage Miss Avery Sullivan.
And on the eighth day, God looked down on his plan paradise and said, I need a caretaker. So God made a farmer. Hi, my name is Avery Sullivan, and this is a snippet from Paul Harvey's famous So God Made a Farmer speech. Although the speech was first given in 1978, I first heard it in a 2013 Super Bowl commercial for Dodge Ram Trucks. A lot of things from 1978 aren't relatable to today's world, but I believe the life and morals of a farmer remain the same. When I first heard the speech topic this year, I got nervous. Nobody in my family really farms, so I didn't really know how, you know, the weather was going to impact our county this year. I was raised by a single dad, and although he's a hard worker and a laborer, he's not a farmer. So I reached out to some people in our community who are. They graciously explained to me how the weather has impacted them, their families, their farms, and our county this year. The ideal time to plant crops is from April 20th to May 25th. Having planted around this time slot helps avoid a small yield, and it allows the plant's full potential to grow in summer climate. Per IndyStar website, only 22% of Indiana farmland was planted on by this planting season. Ethan Clark of Clark Farms was one of those few people who did take that chance and plant in that time slot, which was a risk due to the rainfall that we have had. What he did plant had to be replanted due to the flooding of his fields, so it was a waste. Ethan states his 200 acres are usually being wrapped up in May, and this year they were just being started in May. Farming insurance recommends that soybeans be planted by June 15th and corn be planted by June 5th, so this gives a little bit more leeway for soybeans. Because of the weather we've had, Ethan had to plant more soybeans than corn this year. He doesn't like doing that because he likes to distribute to local places like GPC and Purdue Farms, but they do not buy soybeans. A long and wet spring delays planting corn, which then delays production and the distribution of corn. Austin Boyd from Boyd Farms says that yes, his family also, his family was also not able to plant on time either. Although the tough string of weather that we have had lately will cause, he hopes that the string of weather that we have had lately will cause the price of corn to go up in a market that has really been struggling. This would be a positive thing for Davis County because our farmers work hard and long and they deserve their income to go up. As previously stated in Paul Harvey's speech, God knew that Davis County would need caretakers, so he sent them down to us in the form of farmers. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Avery Sullivan. I got a joke. You want a joke? Little boy sitting on his step eating candy just as fast as he could unwrap it. A man passing by saw what he was doing. He said, "All that candy's not good for you and it will spoil your dinner." The little boy said, "I don't know about that. My grandpa lived to be 102. The man said, "Wow, you mean by eating candy?" Little boy said, "No, by minding his own business." All this talk about corn is really making me hungry for some good corn on the cob. All right, coming up next, please welcome to the stage, Miss Anna Barber.
What are some of your favorite places to stop and get sweet treats at in Washington, Indiana? For most people, it would probably be either Scoops or Mason's because, you know, face it, those spins and those tornadoes, probably some of the finest that Davies County has to offer. However, with the way that the weather has been this season, nobody has really wanted some ice cream. It's been rainy and dry and cold, and so we usually opt to go to a coffee house and hang out instead of supporting those seasonal local businesses that are only open for the 6-month window of the year. And the farmers, as you guys have all heard recently tonight, that it's been almost impossible to get seed into the ground before the insurance deadline, and it's been almost even more impossible to keep those crops alive. Because anyone that has their crops down in the river bottoms or down in low grounds knows that anything that has been down there has been drowning. And if they didn't get it planted by the insurance deadline, then it was just a waste of money because they're not getting enough return for the money that they put into it. I know this because I have both sides of my family are farmers. Both of my grandpas are farmers. And so they've told me all about it this season, and it's just been miserable. They've been missing lots of special family time because they've been trying to get everything put together. They've been trying to go out whenever it's nice and warm and plant, which they miss a lot of pool time and grilling, and so. And then whenever it's cold and wet, they're out checking how much rain we've gotten and whether or not their crops are sustainable in that type of weather. Our seasonal businesses are probably the most impacted because they put more money into our economy, and since in the produce patch, which is where we have locally grown fruits and vegetables, they haven't they're not able to get as much produce from Daviess County because our crops have not been being returned. So they've had to go outside of county to get fruits and vegetables to keep supply and demand. And so we're losing that money in our Daviess County economy. And Scoops also employs a lot of teenagers, and they go out and they spend their money here, and they go to Scoops and they go to Mason's and the produce patch, which puts money into the economy, but Scoops hasn't been getting as much business, which means that they don't have as much money to return into the teenagers' pockets to return back into our economy. So, in conclusion, this rain and weather has really been detrimental to our county's economy this year. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Anna Barber. Thursday night here at the Daviess County Fair in the arena, brand new event, stock car racing. First year for it. Big excitement surrounding this. The stock cars will be in the arena, 7 o'clock Thursday night. Here on the bandstand Thursday, it's live music from Haywire. Again, all your entertainment on the bandstand, free all week long. So bring your lawn chairs for some great live music. You heard earlier tonight, Friday, the monster trucks are back. The kids will love the monster trucks. These guys get up close and personal. You can meet the drivers, check out the trucks, and they put on a tremendous show. The pit party's at 5 o'clock Friday. The monster truck show starts at 7:30 Friday night. And here on the stage Friday night, it's live music from the Jones Gang. They'll be performing on the stage Friday starting at 8 p.m. Baby Show is on the stage Saturday. Registration for the Baby Show for 0 to 24 months starts at 5 o'clock. The Baby Show starts at 6. You don't have to pre-register. Just come out Saturday, 5 o'clock, get registered. 6 o'clock, the show will start. Descent will be on the stage after the Baby Show performing at 7 o'clock, and the fair wraps up in the arena with the Demo Derby Saturday night at 7:30. Our final contestant coming to the stage for the speech portion of the competition is Miss Peyton Summers.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I am Peyton, and today's question of the day is, how will weather affect our county? Well, for starters, we live in Daviess County, so weather as we know it is very unpredictable. I mean, it's June, and just 2 weeks ago, the high was only in the low 70s. Being part of Daviess County means being part of a rural community, and that means weather affects us in more ways than we know. From what one wears to what they do is all dependent upon the weather. If it's cold outside, you won't see a runner in shorts and a tank top. No, instead you'll see them in long sleeve shirt and leggings. And considering the fact that we recently experienced an ample amount of rain, it's easy to draw to attention how big of a role that played. The sporting events like baseball rely on that ideal weather in order to be played in. Many times, Daviess County's outdoor events are either postponed or canceled due to weather. How many times has the turkey trot been altered due to rain? The daily activities that one partakes in is all dependent upon the weather. But if you were to ask me the first thing that comes to my mind when I think of Daviess County, I would say corn. And agriculture overall has a major impact from the weather. When extreme weather strikes, livelihoods are ruined and farms are altered. Things like severe warming, flooding, and drought all affect the crop yield. Daviess County is expected to have the wettest spring in 125 years. Having such wet conditions can result in the crop being planted late and not producing near as many bushels. Along with wet conditions can come warmth. The warmer and wetter conditions are, the more Daviess County farmers have to spend fighting off crops. Along with warm weather conditions can come the rise in carbon dioxide. This may come off as a positive because rise in carbon dioxide can accelerate a plant's growth, but by doing so, it can also diminish the nutritional value, which could be a potential threat to human health. Since agriculture is such a major part of Daviess County, it affects 20% of jobs. This does not take into consideration the other 12.4% of jobs that are consisted of construction. Coal mine workers, house roofers, and builders are all affected by the weather. Recently, house roofers as well as builders had far less business due to the rain. You can't start a platform or open a roof with the potential threat of it receiving water damage. And when winter weather comes along, coal mine workers have to keep a careful eye on methane levels to ensure that there's not an explosion. The truth is, Davies County is affected by weather in more ways than any of us could imagine. Whether it be our emotions, what we wear, or what we do, the weather affects it. Davies County is affected in more ways than anything. So I'm going to leave you with the same question that I started with today. How does weather affect your county? Thank you.
Miss Peyton Summers. Before we get any further, I want to say thank you to Andy Morrison. He's our operations manager at WAMW. He's the sound technician tonight. So a big hand for Andy Morrison and his daughter Shelby, who came along to help this evening as well. Doing a great job. See, I volunteer for this side of things because this is the easy part of it. So we've had the introductions, the personal wear. We've had the speeches now. And the last phase of the pageant and the most relaxed phase for the contestants is the formal wear. The contestants will appear in their formals. And after completing their walk, they'll be asked the onstage question by Miss Davies County, Lauren Andes. So we'll take them just a few minutes to change once again to get into their formal wear before we begin the final stage of tonight's contest. They're all doing great so far. Let's once again give them a big round of applause. The impromptu question coming up, that one's always a fun one. The rides are up and running. James Gang Amusements will be here all week. Unlimited ride bracelets available for the kids to ride until their heart's content. And when I was talking about all that food, I forgot to mention the funnel cakes. Come on. Fair's not complete without the funnel cakes, right? Anybody have any questions out there? This is the Ask the Audience portion. We are live on the radio. We welcome our listeners on Memories 107.9 WAMW and worldwide at WAMWAMFM.com. I'm Dwayne Shake from the Morning Shakeup. We turn around from tonight's competition to bring you the results bright and early on the air tomorrow at 6 a.m. 6 a.m. Should we talk to the judges? You think we can get some comments from them? Would you like to say something?
I think the girls will all look beautiful. And I know how nervous they are, and they're doing a wonderful job.
Well said. I absolutely agree. How about you?
As someone who's done a pageant before, I know how much goes into it, and I'm just so proud of all these girls. They've done a great job all week.
Thank you very much. They have. And how about you?
These girls have seemed to have done a really good job coming up and speaking in front of a crowd, which is a very difficult thing to do, and I know I'm excited for the formal part, which is my favorite part of all pageants.
Well, thank you again, judges, for being here tonight. We appreciate that very much. Yeah, it is hard to do. I'm kind of shy and backward. This makes me nervous still today. So I can't imagine. That's why I talk on the radio, because you don't see anybody on the radio. You're just in a room all by yourself. You want another joke? All right. You asked for it. This was today's safe joke of the day. I'll repeat it. If you heard it this morning, I'm sorry. Gorilla walks into a bar. To the amazement of the bartender, the gorilla orders a martini. When the bartender gives the gorilla the martini, he's further surprised to see that the ape is holding a $20 bill. The bartender takes the $20 bill. Then he decides to see just how smart the gorilla is, so he hands him a dollar and change back. The gorilla quietly sips the martini until the bartender finally breaks the silence. Bartender says, "We don't get too many apes in here." The gorilla says, "At $19 a drink, I'm not surprised." Hold on a second. I saw some tumbleweeds going around back there. Rough crowd here. Thanks again to the sponsors for supporting this evening's pageant. Boyd Grain, Edward Jones, All About You Skin Spa, Kelly Durnell, 31, Smooth You, Boyd and Sons, Top Notch Clothing Boutique, Envy, Hair, Beauty, and Clothing Boutique, Studio M Salon and the Passion for Fashion Boutique, Indiana Safety and Supply, Dave's Floor Coverings, Perk Up Coffee Shop, Sherwin-Williams, A Touch of Heaven, Gregory's Heating and Cooling, also thanks to Subway, Mi Pueblo, The Odin Locker, Whitmer Furniture and Gift Shop, Myers LP Gas, Williams Brothers Healthcare Pharmacy, First Savings Bank, The Game Plan in Montgomery, and Myers Flower Shop in Washington, all helping to sponsor tonight's competition here for the next Miss Davies County. Once again, it's great to have six candidates vying for the title this year with no competition last year. No candidate. It's great to see so many coming out. And it's also great to see our reigning Miss Davies County, Lauren Anda, stepping up to fill in for Kay Stafford. Our thoughts and prayers certainly go out to Kay and the family. She's suffering with some medical issues. We wish her all the best. She is definitely with us in spirit. And I'll just bet she's tuning in tonight wherever she may be here on the radio. All right. Our contestants have arrived for the final phase of the pageant this evening. It's the formal wear. And Miss Lauren Andes will do her final walk and give her farewell speech before she crowns the 2019 Miss Davies County coming up in just a little bit. But up first is the formal wear. And coming to the stage, Miss Tori Clifford. Tori's a 17-year-old North Davies senior, member of North Davies FFA, Beta Club, Spanish Club, Student Council, Archery Club, Science Club, and Track and Field. Miss Tori Clifford. Next up is Anna Barber. Anna Barber, 2019 graduate of Washington High School, heading to the University of Indianapolis to major in chemistry with a concentration on pre-pharmacy. She's involved in Beta Club, Advanced Choir, Student Council, 4-H, Cross Country, Class Treasurer, Feed My Sheep, Counselor at 4-H Camp and Camp Indiana. She enjoys volunteering at Feed My Sheep and helping with recycling after basketball games. Favorite book is The Great Gatsby. Favorite movie, The Proposal. Favorite band and song, Queen, Don't Stop Me Now. There's Miss Anna Barber. Here comes Emily Ramsey. Emily Ramsey, 19-year-old graduate of Washington High School, attending Vincent University for General Studies. She participated in high school advanced choir, tennis, academic bowl, student council, spell bowl, art club, football manager, boys tennis manager, Free Methodist Church in Washington. She's a member of the worship team and drummer in the band. Washington Free Methodist Church children's ministry teacher, assistant youth leader. She's also volunteered with the Salvation Army and Jubilee Christmas. That's Miss Emily Ramsey. Coming next is Avery Sullivan. Avery's 20-year-old graduate of Washington Catholic High School, attending Vincent University for practical nursing. She was involved in Deccan Beta Club, cheerleading, volleyball, soccer, Relay for Life, the March for Life, CEO class, Hoosier Girls State Delegate, class secretary, and the Fields of Faith. She's served as a CASA advocate, 20th Century Chevy Car Show volunteer, and a participant in the Friends for Animals events. Favorite singer is Thomas Rhett. Favorite movie, Pretty Woman. And the favorite book, All the Bright Places by Jennifer Niven. That's Avery Sullivan. Up next, we have Peyton Summers. Peyton, 16-year-old student at Washington High School, involved in Beta Club, BPA, Hatchets Helping Hatchets, soccer, track, and a high honor roll student. In the community, she has volunteered for Feed My Sheep, Relay for Life, and participated in fundraisers, 5Ks. Peyton's favorite band, Florida Georgia Line. Her favorite movie, The Blind Side. And her favorite book, Of Mice and Men. Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Peyton Summers. And now, here comes Lauren Boyd. Lauren is 18 years old, from Washington High School, attending college at the University of Southern Indiana, major in pre-radiology and imaging sciences with a minor in business administration. In high school, she was involved in DECA, Beta, student council, class vice president, tennis and soccer. College campus outreach. She's also in intramural sports in the National Society of Collegiate Scholars. Active member in the Sugarland 4-H Club for 10 years, Davies County Junior Leaders, Camp Ileana Junior Faculty, and New Hope Student Ministries. Favorite movie, Harry Potter. Singer Thomas Rhett, and the Harry Potter series, her favorite book. Final contestant, Miss Lauren Boyd. Now we would like to bring to the stage the 2017 and 2018 Miss Davies County, Lauren Andis, as Lauren will be giving her farewell speech. As we said earlier, Lauren served not one, but 2 years as the reigning Miss Davies County, representing Davies County very well the past 2 years. And she has signed on to help now with the Queen Pageant here at the Davies County Fair. After her speech, Lauren will then give the contestants the impromptu question. A big round of applause for Miss Lauren Andis. All right, we're going to do the question first. Switching it up just a little bit here. With the question will be Lauren Andis, and would like to ask all the candidates to please come back on stage. When you're called up, you can step to the center microphone to receive your question.
Tori. If you could offer a younger person advice about life, what would it be?
Be more carefree. Don't stress about stuff. It will all work out fine. Thank you.
Anna. What do you think is the most important quality to have in order to be successful?
I think the most important quality to have if you want to be successful is the quality of hard work. You have to work hard to get anything that you want in life. Nothing is given to you. Thank you.
Emily? What qualities do you feel a good role model should possess?
A good role model should show what hard work looks like. They should show what appropriate behavior in any situation looks like. And they should show that even if you get knocked down or you fail, you will get up, and succeeding is when you get up. Thank you.
Avery? Tell us about a time when you impacted someone else in a positive way.
A time I impacted myself, someone else in a positive way, I would say would actually be this pageant. I think everybody here is nervous today, and I like to give advice. I like to lift people up and make people feel better. And all of these other girls are also very, very good at that today. So I think that would be what I was best at, was making these girls feel better today.
Peyton, what is one thing that you would like people to learn from your social media profiles?
One thing I would like people to learn from my social media profiles is how to represent yourself. The way you present yourself is seen by everyone in the future, and when you're applying for something, it's the first thing that your manager or future boss will be looking at. Thank you.
Lauren? What do you feel contributes more to character development, success or failure?
I believe that failure contributes more to success, because in order to be successful, you need to do a lot of trials, and I think going through challenges can help you be a better person and can help you be successful. Thank you.
Thank you, ladies. You all did a very good job. Now we're going to keep you on stage, and now I am going to give my final speech. Farewell speech, excuse me. And I'm doing it off my computer because I couldn't get the printer to work, so I'm very sorry. Okay. Good evening, everyone. My name is Lauren Andis. I was crowned Miss Davies County in 2017, and with nobody running in 2018, they asked me to step in again for another year. 1 year is certainly not enough, and I was again truly blessed to be Miss Davies County for yet another year. The past 2 years have been nothing short of amazing. Little did I know that 2 years ago, I would be where I am today, standing here in front of you. When I was younger, I always wanted to be a pageant girl. And you want to know why? Because I watched Toddlers in Tiaras. Yeah. Watching the show today made me understand why my mom said no. But as high school began to come to an end for me, I knew I wanted to keep doing something that made me happy and kept me involved, so I competed for the title of Miss Davies County. Throughout my 2 years, I have learned more about Davies County than I never would have known before. I have lived here all my life and never realized the numerous businesses and people that contribute to making our county a great place to call home. In my first year, I participated in numerous parades, community events, and was able to incorporate my royalty into my CEO business, the Queen's Crafts and Boutique DIY Home Decor Built Queen Tuff. After competing locally in 2017, I then went on to compete for Miss Indiana State Fair in Indianapolis. Was I nervous? Of course not. Was I a little bummed? Yes. Why, do you ask? Because out of 87 county fair queens that were competing, I was the last one to walk on stage. Actually, I take that back. I was bummed for my parents. Need I mention they took intermission after number 50. So, similarly to tonight, there was a speech portion. Here, our speeches are supposed to be around 3 to 5 minutes. Well, as mentioned last year, we only got a minute at state. Here, well, come on now, this girl talking for just a minute. As you can already tell, I can talk quite a lot. But I knew I could choose something that was special to me and our state as a whole for my speech topic. I chose to talk about Hoosier hospitality. It was very unique compared to the other girls because, unlike them, I wasn't in 4-H, nor was I an ag major that went to Purdue. And yes, almost all of them went to Purdue and were ag majors. So here I am, little high schooler, loving life, and I didn't even know that college was getting ready to be an even more amazing experience. Although I didn't place or make top 15 or top 10 at state, I was very blessed with the memories that I can talk about today. I also forgot to mention, during my interview, she asked me what my favorite thing about the state fair was. And of course, the first thing I said was the food. If there's three things you need to know about me, it's I can talk a lot, and eat even more, and most importantly, I can sleep just about anywhere. And yes, that's a fact. So currently, I attend the University of Southern Indiana in Evansville. I'm a biology major with a minor in entrepreneurship and hopes to be a dentist, and I will be. At USI, I knew I immediately wanted to get involved, so I joined the Student Government Association, and I was a freshman representative the first semester, and I now am the Assistant Vice President of Academic Affairs. I also joined the Student Alumni Association and am now the Vice President of External Relations. So throughout the first couple of months at college, I had been pondering different ideas to do something new with my reign for the second year. After much thinking, I created the Be Beautiful presentation. I talked to young girls throughout the county about body image, self-confidence, being yourself, and to embrace your natural beauty. I was so very happy that I decided to do this, and I told the girls that even if I didn't inspire all of them, but inspired one, I did my job, and that is what mattered most to me. Now, I didn't get here alone. I had a big team that helped me along the way. I would like to start out by thanking my best friends, Megan, Hannah, Sarah, and Abby. Thank you for being there for all my events and supporting me and listening to me rant, of course. Isaac, this is new to you, and thank you for always keeping up with my busy schedule and dealing with me, and again, that takes a lot. My director, Kay Stafford, which is not here, always running with my ideas. Of course, she ran with the Be Beautiful presentation because I was a little nervous when coming up with that. The fair board for always making sure I didn't have to walk in the nasty mud and always being my chauffeur when I needed it and helping me with everything I needed. My Nana and Papa for coming to all my events, bringing me food, shout out to Nana, and always taking care of me. And lastly, my parents, Mom, Dad, and Jeff. You guys do everything for me, and I could never repay you for everything that you've done. You guys are truly my world, and I am very blessed and grateful to have such amazing parents. Because, man, I am a handful. I'll admit that. They used to tell me if I got stolen that they would bring me right back because I talk so much. Now, as this speech comes to an end, I couldn't be more blessed to say that I am, and now was, your Miss Davies County. I am super excited for each and every girl that has ran this year. They all deserve the world, and I will be there along the journey of the new 2019 Miss Davies County. Although I won't have a crown on my head, I am still super stoked to be director. So here I am for one last time. I am your Miss Davies County 2018. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, one more time, Miss Lauren Andis. In the radio business, they sometimes call this dead air, right? Making our program director, Andy, over here very nervous. Girls, you can take a deep breath. Loosen up the shoulders. It's all over but the shouting now, ladies and gentlemen. One more time. All six of them. Cheer for your favorites. Let them hear you. Whoever wins will do a great job. No jokes. I ran out. If any of you would like to share a funny story in the pageant, we can pass the microphone down. This is not judged. The judges are gone. So have fun with this one.
Okay. Yeah. One of the funniest memories from this pageant, from all of our meetings and everything, one night we had a meeting at Morin's house in the middle of a flood. And it took us, we were all like an hour late, and it was just really fun to share our stories of how we somehow made it to Lauren's house for our meeting because it was just kind of dangerous.
Well, this isn't my first pageant, so the most funny, well, I guess this would be more embarrassing moment that I had was competing at a National American Miss pageant and wearing my activewear tank top inside out. You could see the tag.
I wouldn't say it was the most funniest moment, but I think the most fun that we have all had out of this pageant is meeting each other and making new friends. And I think that's what these things are really about, you know, not who wins, and it's about what you get out of it. And I think we all took something out of it, even if it was just each other, so.
I think the funniest thing for me was that last week I volunteered to dog sit for some friends because it's not that big of a deal to do while this is going on. I can handle it. I just have to let them out 3 times a day. However, I got to the point where I was practicing my speech on the dogs. I was talking to them as if they were the judges, and I was asking them if I was standing correctly. So I was losing it.
Probably the most embarrassing moment is I went in the building to change for formal wear, and there was a lady coming out of the restroom, and I ran her over.
So when we all started this, Lauren was listing off things that we could get companies to donate to us, and she's like, why don't you just get people to donate, like, Huggies? And we're all like, why would we get diapers? We don't want diapers, Lauren. And she's talking about the cup holders.
These girls are great. They've all got unique personalities, one of a kind, and as we said, whoever wins will represent Davies County well, and we wish you the best of luck as you move on. Again, the judges are still conferring. We are counting up the money for the People's Choice Award winner, and we'll have that one coming up here in just a little bit. A big thanks again to our radio sponsors tonight, Davies County Chamber of Commerce and Visitors Bureau, Davies County Right to Life, Odin Dentistry, Dr. Lena Helms Orthodontist, Boyd Grain, the Donaldson Insurance Agency, the Tailored Look, Odin Pharmacy and Prescription Shop, Blesch Brothers Equipment in Odin, Tara Brower, your Edward Jones advisor, Aitchens Farm Market, The Stitching Post in downtown Washington, Odin Veterinary Clinic, Casa Sevilla in Odin and Bloomfield, Elnora Body Shop, and Davies Martin County REMC. We are very fortunate to live in a community like we do, where these business owners step up at any time we have anything locally like this to give the recognition to the girls, the candidates, the contestants, the recognition they deserve. They're glad to step up and sponsor our radio coverage, and we do appreciate them very much and thank them for supporting this year's Fair Queen Pageant. I knew we wouldn't have any trouble with Lauren helping me fill some time. She is a graduate of my radio TV class at Washington High School, so a proud teacher of a student there, Lauren Andes, who I'd like to think learned her communication skills from that wonderful teacher at the radio TV class. That really wasn't a joke, but I appreciate the laughter on that one. You'll laugh at that one, but the actual jokes, I get nothing. Once again, be sure to come out to the fair all week long. It looks like the weather is going to be great for this week's fair. Fair Board puts a lot of time and effort into this, volunteering countless hours to keep the grounds in great shape. We appreciate all of their work this week. It's, as you can imagine, tough to pick a winner from these six contestants, so it may take the judges just a little bit as we wait to hear back from them. Thanks for tuning in tonight to Memories 107.9 WAMW FM Washington. We are live at the Davies County Fairgrounds for the 2019 Davies County Fair Queen Pageant, one of the first county fairs in our area each and every year. Hard to believe. It's the final week of June. July 4th is next week. Summer's halfway over. Here's something that the students will like. About a month and you're back in school, right? Come on now. No cheers there? Nothing? Judges are still thinking about their decision tonight. Just so you know, once the judges are back, we'll announce all of our winners. We have Miss Congeniality to name. That's voted on by the candidates. We have the People's Choice, of course, that was voted on by you with your votes earlier tonight. We will have a second runner-up, first runner-up, and then, of course, the new 2019 Davies County Fair Queen. First runner-up, second runner-up have big jobs, big because if for some reason the Queen cannot make it to an event, they will go on to represent Daviess County. I believe I see the judges making their way back. Now we are on the radio and worldwide, and I feel like I've lost the fans here tonight. Can you make as much noise as possible? There you go. There you go. That's a rowdy crowd out there for those of you listening at home. Very rowdy. Very rowdy. Unruly and out of control. Especially some of these in the front row. Scaring me. If I am blessed and honored to serve in this capacity next year, I will promise to bring a couple of songs to sing for you. I just didn't bring any music accompaniment this evening. Sorry about that. Once again, a big hand to our judges. Thank you so much for helping us out tonight. We really appreciate it. I know it's not easy doing this. All right, the moment has come to announce our winners. There's some proud parents out there, grandparents, family members, friends. Once we have our winners announced, you can see the backdrop is behind the stage. Please feel free to come up and get some pictures. There will be some formal pictures done, I believe, too, for each contestant. So contestants, please stick around afterwards, okay? First, we are going to announce the winner for Miss Congeniality. Miss Congeniality was voted on by the candidates. And your 2019 Daviess County Fair Miss Congeniality is Miss Lauren Boyd. Congratulations, Lauren. Next up is the People's Choice Award winner, and that was voted on by you, the audience members. The People's Choice winner tonight from the Daviess County Fair Queen Pageant is Peyton Summers. Peyton Summers, congratulations. Digging this music, Andy. All right. Now the moment we've been waiting for. 2019 Daviess County Fair Queen. Second runner-up. Tonight's second runner-up. Miss Lauren Boyd. Daviess County Fair Queen, first runner-up, Miss Emily Ramsey. Thank you. And ladies and gentlemen, the moment we've been waiting for. Drum roll, please, Andy. Your 2019 Daviess County Fair Queen is Miss Peyton Summers. Congratulations, Peyton Summers, the 2019 Daviess County Fair Queen. At this time, the remaining contestants, if you would step back, we will ask our newly crowned royalty, Ms. Peyton Summers, to do her first official walk as your new Daviess County Fair Queen. On behalf of Lauren and Taylor and Liz and the entire Daviess County Fair Board, and of course, Andy Morrison, our sound producer tonight, my name is Dwayne Shake. We would like to thank you for attending tonight's Queen Pageant. If you would like to get pictures, please feel free to do so up here on the big stage. Don't forget to come back all week long and support your Daviess County Fair. There's something for everyone all this week. Lots of great food, free entertainment, and so much more in the arena and here on the stage. Again, thanks to everyone for coming out. Have a great evening. And again, good night from the Daviess County Fair in Elnora.
You've been listening to exclusive live coverage of this year's Daviess County Fair Queen Pageant on Memories 107.9. Tonight's coverage presented by the Daviess County Chamber of Commerce and Visitors Bureau, Daviess County Right to Life, Odin Dentistry, Dr. Lena Helms Orthodontist, Oyd Grain in Washington, the Donaldson Insurance Agency, the Tailored Look on Main Street, the Odin Pharmacy and Prescription Shop in Washington, Blesch Brothers Equipment in Odin, Tara Brower, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor, Aitchens Farm Market, The Stitching Post, Odin Veterinary Clinic, Casa Sevilla in Odin and Bloomfield, The Elnora Body Shop, and Daviess Martin County REMC. Thanks for tuning in for tonight's broadcast. Remember, you can download a podcast of tonight's Queen Pageant on our website at WAMWAMFM.com. Now, back to regularly scheduled programming on Memories 107.9.